MTV Cast.
Hey, it's Peter. Third time's a charm, I think. Got some better service. I think my last two cut out. It's a lot later in the day now than I called before, but got a late morning start, especially by Tour Divide standards. Rolled out a Whitefish just before 8 o'clock. And where did we leave off yesterday? Eureka. Yeah, had a great climb up Whitefish Divide. No snow or anything. I love that descent, except it's so tempting to take out your phone and just take pictures and video the whole time, but it's a little bit rocky, so it's hard to be safe. But also, there's all these semi-blind corners, and I know there's a grizzly that lives in that area, so I kept the phone away and kept my eyes out. We'd climb up to Red Meadow Lake. The beginning was a little bit chewed up there, working on the road a little, but not too bad. No snow. There was on the sides of the roads up there, but nothing we had to go through. Got up to the lake and it was dark, so didn't have the spectacular views as usual, but it was still pretty cool. Had a good descent down to Whitefish, except that one always seems to drag on and on and on, because there's a little bit of climbing and rolling in there. And especially at the end of the day, mind tricks you into thinking that you're going to be done sooner than you are. So that always drags things out. We got it done, got into Whitefish. I microwaved like 6 frozen burritos at the gas station. They really hit the spot. I was hoping they'd have some warm prepared food, but all the shelves were empty when I came in. So I was a little disappointed, but then I found the microwave and the frozen stuff. We got some good food. Sleep last night was much better. Still, I wouldn't say great. I wasn't falling asleep with food in my mouth like I would prefer. But I think I got about 5 hours, maybe somewhere between 4:45 and 5. And I only laid awake in bed for 15 to 30 minutes. So that's, I don't know, 15 or less is pretty reasonable. So only 15 minutes of waste there, I would say. Much better than last night. I don't know if it was the extra rest, letting my body go into recovery, or just the fact that yesterday was like 40% more riding time than the day before. But I was feeling it this morning. Tight, sore. My butt is still sore. But those first 15 minutes, everything's loosened up now. Other than my butt. a little tender there, especially up and going out and back into the saddle. Setting up the first climb after Ferndale right now. And headed towards Sealy Lake, maybe Ovando. We'll see how I feel. I'll see you later.